Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome Jeremiah Nelson, candidate for Brookings City Council, the two-year term. And Jeremiah, I ask this first of every candidate, and that's, why are you running for Brookings City Council?
It's really comes down to over the last couple of years, I've always been interested in our city politics. But really, the last couple of years, the way everything was kind of handled was disappointing for me. And I started looking around at who else was running, and nobody else seemed to be stepping up that was echoing my feelings and my thoughts. So, you know, the old saying, if not me, then who? So here I am.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Born and raised here in Brookings. My family's owned and operated businesses here in town. We recently sold the bowling alley in 2019. I work for Dectronix, been there for better part of a decade, a little over 9 years now. Recently had the honor of marrying my wife last year, Christine. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I really would just want to see our city get back on the right path.
Let's talk about some of the issues. One, at the top of just about everyone's minds these days statewide, is affordable housing. They've been discussing it at the city council. Do you think there's anything the city council can do for affordable / workforce housing to help out?
So, yeah, you hear the affordable housing talk all the time, and realistically, what I think the city council can do is we can control our costs and help get our taxes back in line, and I think that will help drive affordable housing. Right now, we are, I looked the other day, we're the sixth most expensive city to live in. At one point, we were as high as third, and it just blows my mind that the city of Brookings is that expensive to live in. And I think if we got our budgets under control and we focused on getting the tax rates in this city down, that I think affordable housing would start to come back around. I know there are some limitations because of, we don't have a lot of area to expand, and the expansion's happening so rapidly, and supply and demand is driving that a little bit. But realistically, I think that's where the city council needs to focus, and instead of taking money and trying to dump it into making housing affordable, because in the long run, that's not a sustainable option.
Mm-hmm. What taxes would you try to lower? Because the city doesn't have much control over the property tax.
Not property taxes so much. Yeah, the property taxes mainly come from the county.
Yep.
We do get the...
It is limited by state law, too, how much they can raise it. So.
Correct, yep. Yeah. But if you actually look, our city gets the lowest cut of that.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at how it's all spelled out. But other things, one example is, we just took all that money from the liquor store and started doing some student loans, or not loans, I guess.
Scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Instead of spending the money there, why not put it towards other things that we are paying a lot of money for to try and get our costs down so we don't have to rely on that money as much?
Absolutely. City is receiving about $4.4 million in pandemic relief. Some of that has already been spent. Some is very specific on how it can be spent. Uh-huh. The city's also conducting a survey on how some of it should be spent. What are your thoughts on how it could be spent?
Yeah, so that pandemic money is always a touchy subject. I am of the opinion that we shouldn't be accepting a lot of that money. It has too many strings attached to it, too many things that people or the government is telling us how to spend it, where to spend it, what to do with it. If they truly wanted it to be pandemic relief money and for us to use it, it should be, here's the money, figure out what works best for your community. One size does not fit all for every town. And realistically, if it comes with that many strings on it, I'm of the opinion that we don't touch it.
Speaking of the pandemic, what are your thoughts on how the city council handled the pandemic over the last couple of years?
I think in the beginning, they were doing the best they could, best that anybody could. We were working with such limited information. It was such a, new thing, a new once in a lifetime, hopefully,
right.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
My concern comes 6 months, a year, year and a half down the road. I think they overstepped. I think they took too much privilege with what they were allowed to do. And unfortunately, nobody was willing to step up and really combat that. The shutdowns and everything were too far in my mind.
City recently completed a study of the park system, put together a park master plan. According to the citizens of Brookings, the thing they would like to see most is an indoor rec facility. Obviously, such a thing costs a lot of money. What are your thoughts on an indoor rec facility? Is it possible? Should the council pursue it? Where are you at?
Yeah, we've been batting that one back and forth for a little while. I came to a vote, a few years back, didn't quite make it through. I would love to see one, but on the same note, I mean, I feel like we have a lot of those things already readily available. Maybe not in one spot, which is, I think, what people would like to see. I'm torn because I do believe that it would be a great thing for the city to have, but paying for that out of our pocket for us just to have it seems silly. I can't imagine why we can't strike a deal with SDSU to make their facilities more available. I guess personally, I would have a hard time voting for it right now the way it sits if I had to raise taxes to build it.
Medical marijuana, we're right in the midst of that. The city has approved so far 3 licenses. Don't know if there'll be more. Have no idea where that's going. How do you think the city council should handle it? And did they handle it okay so far in your mind?
Yeah, that's another tough subject for everybody, isn't it? Mm-hmm. As far as the medical side of marijuana, just so we're clear, I'm fully for the medical side of it. My grandma recently passed away from cancer, but she did find a little relief in medical marijuana. It was great for her. As far as how we're handling the licenses, it's a tough and a scary spot that we're in right now because we don't know what we don't know. And I do have some friends of mine who live out in Oregon who are part of that industry, and I've talked to them about it a few times. And they're in Oregon, it's carte blanche. If you want a license,
wide open, yeah.
You get it, and just it's duke it out and figure it out. They said it's been really good because in the industry, the good people, the cream has risen to the top. But there's been a lot of problems with it as well. A lot of overstepping, financial issues. And then on top of it, a lot of crime coming with it because this industry isn't federally legal. There's a lot of cash that's being transported around. I think our city's doing the best they can with it. It's been passed at the state level, and realistically, we're just going to have to figure that out as we go. I like that we're being selective right now and kind of not just opening the doors to the floodgate.
Jeremiah, what do you see as the most pressing need for Brookings, South Dakota?
I mean, we've covered the affordable housing. I know people are really touchy about that. But realistically, we need to figure out how in the next 5 years Brookings is going to expand if it's going to grow. Getting our costs under control. And realistically, our biggest one is our school districts right now. We're getting ready to go to bond again. For Hillcrest and Madera, and I know that's mainly the school board's purview, but one of the things I would like to do is have the city start setting aside some money every year so when it does come time for these schools to need upgrading, that the city could step in and be like, hey, here's some of it. It may not be all of it, but at least take some of the tax burden off the people. And I think if we keep growing our community in a controlled and meaningful way and make sure our schools are some of the best around, I think Brookings will continue to be the awesome place that it is now.
One final question for you. On April 12th, why should the voters in the 2-year council race vote Jeremiah Nelson?
Like I said, I'm a fiscal conservative. I've been born and raised in Brookings. My family's been a part of the community forever. And really, I'm doing this because I want people with my ideas and my or who think similar to me, who want Brookings to be the best it could be.
Jeremiah Nelson, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Right here at Brookings Radio.